getting center stage. Minnesota started today as this one called My Heart Took to the Earth.
Shake him by the hand and say, "Welcome home, boy, welcome to your promised land." I'm gonna kick him in the teeth and sock him in the eye and say, "Boy, what you do is gonna make me cry."
I'm going down, down, down.
I'm going up, I'm down.
Down, down, down.
I'm going down.
up early in the driving rain. Found John's out hitting on the liquor gain. It wasn't too late, about half past ten, when he let loose for the catch rig. Then it was Sunday. When he tried to make me pay the rent, said I ain't got no money for you, can I pay him away with these dancing shoes? Thought I was kidding. Father, father, what you owe me, I can't count on anymore. Till the police come and knock in on our door. We'll be burning down the house, tear it to the ground, burn it up, tear it down, burning down the house. Well, I spent some time in a backwoods town, nothing to do, cause ain't nothing around. That sheriff ran around the block, streets empty and the doors are locked. Got friends. Heaven and a lot about hell. I ain't got no money for you, can I pay my way with these dancing shoes? I thought I was kidding. I was not kidding. Father, father, what you owe me, I can't count on anymore. Till the angels come and knock in on our door. We'll be burning down the house, tear it to the ground, burn it up, tear it down. Don't grow up, you just grow old. Soon it's over, so they say, God Almighty, till that day. We'll be burning down the house, tear it to the ground, burn it up, tear it down, burning down the house.
That was Saint Anyway. That's from their Live in Duluth release that came out towards the end of last year. And Saint Anyway is three guys from Cloquet, young guys that look even younger than they are. And they tour like crazy. They're super tight and they write really great songs. One of them went to McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul. One went to Harvard, and one went to Berklee School of Music in Boston. They do probably two spins around the country per year, and there's no need for rehearsal when you're playing that many live shows. They're just an excellent show, and they'll be in Bemidji this Saturday playing at Bridget's Pub. And then on Friday, you can, on the 4th, you can see the seasonals at Bridget's Pub as well. So there's Saint Anyway. Accident Clearinghouse, a band that was on the, well ahead of the bluegrass sort of old-time music craze that seems to be happening right now. By Blood and Marriage is their 1998 release, or a Twin Cities band. And we heard H-E-L-L, Bound. Roe Family Singer started off the show. My Heart Took to the Earth. And that was From the Earth and All That Is in It. 2008 release from Roe Family Singers. Once again, they will be on stage on the Saturday portion of the 91.7 KAXE Mississippi River Festival. It's the 10th annual, and it's in Grand Rapids Friday And Saturday, July 18th and 19th. Friday night is going to feature youth rock. And I mean youth. I mean, these kids are like 6 or 4 or something. And they're followed by Grammy Award-winning Native American musician Bill Miller at 6:30. Slade Cleaves at 8:30. A guy working out of Austin, Texas for a long time, originally from the Northeast part of the country. Proceeds on Friday night benefit Advocates for Family Peace, a very good cause there. And then Saturday starts with Faith Boblett, who you've heard if you've listened to Northern Community Radio. She was part of the Great Northern Radio Show in Crosby last fall. And she's a young singer-songwriter, and she's just really fantastic. And I'm looking forward to hearing more. I hear she's got some music that's probably going to be ready late summer or fall again. And her record that she put out last year was a great debut. Roe Family Singers are second. Cena Earhart with her blues band, which includes her own father. And Cena Earhart, a Blind Pig Records recording artist, will be on stage after Roe Family Singers. And then it's Actual Wolf, Eric Pollard's band. And slinging the guitar in that band will be Eric Koskinen. And then close with the amazing eight-piece rhythm and blues band that's from Milwaukee called the Jimmies. Early bird tickets can be purchased. You can go to kaxe.org. Or you can call 800-662-5799. Northern Community Radio members receive a discount. And ticket prices, the early bird prices go away on July 5th. So starting this Saturday, you got until the end of the Friday business hours to get that taken care of if you want to get a discount on those tickets. Definitely would like to thank Hawkinson Ready Mix, UCARE, and Grand Rapids State Bank for continued support of the festivals. And then Friday night's festival, that concert that is a benefit, once again, for Advocates for Family Peace, an organization that works against domestic violence. Our Camp Mishawaka sponsoring that, Blandon Paper, Lake Country Power, Itasca Surgical Clinic, First National Bank of Coleraine, Magnetation, and Anderson, Uphoven, and Stoffer Law Office. So that's the 91. That's the KAXE Mississippi River Festival. It's Friday and Saturday, July 18th and 19th. Purchase tickets online at kaxe.org or call 800-662-5799. And I think an important thing to point out when you're deciding where you're going to spend your music attending dollars, when you're going to go see some live music in the summer, does the place cordon off everything and require you to buy their food and their drinks and everything once you get there? At their prices, is that part of the system? Well, that's not with us. There's food there that you can purchase if you'd like, and we really don't. I mean, I think you can buy some water or maybe some soda from that same organization, but for the most part, the Mississippi River Festival is a place where the ticket can be the last part of the cost for the most part that day, if you'd like it to be. You can bring a cooler with your own sandwiches and beverages in it. And I think we all know that when you make it yourself and bring it yourself, it's a lot cheaper than what most things cost when you're at an event, you know, very similar to a sporting event or festivals where nothing can be brought in and you have to purchase everything on site. So that's an important thing to keep in mind when you're deciding whether that's something you would like to attend in terms of the economics of it. This is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio is our show where we focus on the talents of Minnesota musicians. And I am Charlie Polkerbeck, your host for today's edition of the show. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fun. Thanks to Minnesota School of Diving in Brainerd and St. Cloud for their support. Minnesota School of Diving specializes in dive classes, retail sales, equipment rental, plus dive trips, both domestic and worldwide. Online at mndiving.com. Let me say that one more time, mndiving.com. Well, here's one from a Duluth artist, self-described country artist, from her 2012 release called Six Strings of Peace and Sanity. Here's one that she wrote about her father, Brianne Marie, with Good Bad Man.
Right. St. Peter asked me how I feel about things. Don't keep me waiting all alone at the gate. He said, coulda, shoulda, woulda, just a little too late. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I never did. I take it all back and I keep it out here. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, and I wish I had. My life was good, but it's all gone bad. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, say what I said. Time is to dust, and grit is to bags. A 20-20 hindsight, such a drag. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
The Magnolias, from their most recent release, Pop the Lock. And that one was Nowhere Faster. It's a song written, most of the songs that are the Magnolias put out are written by John Freeman. But that one is from Mike Leonard, who's a longtime guitar slinger for different bands, F5 in the Twin Cities, a number of them, and he's in the Magnolias now. It's always kind of been a rotating cast of members aside from John Freeman, and that goes all the way back into the late 80s when they were on Twin Tone Records. And Mike Leonard probably is most well known for being in the Bleeding Hearts, one of the co-front people. That's the band that Bob Stinson landed in for a while after he departed the Replacements. Before that, Kevin Bowe and the Okemah Prophets, band that put on a great show opening up last year's Mississippi River Festival. And we heard Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda from his 2001 release called Love Songs and Murder Ballads. Brian Marie started us off with Good Bad Band from Six Strings of Peace and Sanity. And that's a 2012 release from her. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. This is the This is where we focus on Minnesota musicians, and we do it between 2 and 3 o'clock each weekday afternoon. We receive support from the Keg and Cork, located in downtown Bemidji. Keg and Cork features homemade signature soups and sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Unique daily lunch fare, private parties, and catering available. Keg and Cork, Bemidji's first Irish pub on the Mississippi. More online at kegncorkbemidgimn.com. Well, feeling kind of summery in my mood, and I'm going to hit that with a few songs here. We're going to have two in this set that are playing at the Buena Vista Music Festival coming up the second weekend of July. And once again, that's taking place. It's about 10 miles straight north of Bemidji, and it's at the Buena Vista Ski Area, which is located on the Continental Divide up there. It's a very beautiful place. I know that for different people, those tectonic plate divisions can hold even more interest. Not just the fact that there's a nice, big, beautiful hill up there, but the magnetic forces and all the things like that. So we've got the premiums coming up. We're going to hear one in between here from the Sandwiches from the 1998 release. And then right now we got a short one that's almost kind of like a prelude song called Think Summer from More Than Lights, who will be at Buena Vista Music Festival as well.
You. So don't treat me like a dog that bit you. I'm in need and I wanna get with you.
Hey, baby, I won't bite. I won't bite.
get with you. I'm saying that I wanna get with you. So treat me like a dog that bit you. I'm in need and I wanna get with you. You. So treat me like a dog that bit you. I'm in need and I wanna get with you.
Been talking with the guys from Secret Stash Records, a very, very interesting music label down in Minneapolis that has been specializing in reissuing music for the most part, but that sort of led them to putting out some new stuff too. I don't think they even really planned on doing that when they got into it, but they have put out some 45s and so when I was talking to him about Sunny Night and the Lakers, who they put out this new, that new full-length record from him and some other things, got them to send along some of the electronic versions of the 45s that they've put out. And we got a couple songs from the Valdons, a couple songs from Wanda Davis, DeRobe, and that band, Black Market Brass. And we just heard Snake Oil Man from Black Market Brass. The Premiums before that, from their EP from 2012, it's a self-titled EP, Bark's Bite was the song we heard. Get With You 98 is what was delivered to us there by the Sandwiches from their Rock On Scubatron release, 1998 release there, More Than Lights. As I said, it was kind of more like a prelude, interlude type of song. Think Summer, and that comes from the Electric Prescription for All Your Funky Ills. Both the Premiums and More Than Lights are going to be appearing at Buena Vista Music Festival north of Bemidji, so you'll have an opportunity to see them and a number of other bands coming up. Charlie Parr, John Wayne and the Pain, Big Tree Bonsai, who are fantastic live band. They're not, from having seen a couple or a few of their shows, I feel like they should be bigger than they are. They're not a super well-known name right now, but give that a year and you'll be able to say that you saw them back when. We received support from VFW Post 1720 in Grand Rapids, along with Jazz Every Wednesday Night from 7 to 9 p.m., VFW Post 1720 Auxiliary sponsors a family dinner Friday nights along with bingo Sundays at 2. VFW Post 1720 in Grand Rapids, where guests and members are welcome. Akari's coming up. She's got new music here starting at 3 o'clock, and I got kind of a long one here from Twin Cities, former Twin Cities band, 12 Rods. This one's called Rock and Roll Band.